This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You download that Odyssey app at your App Store, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. Once it's downloaded, you look for WILK News Radio, you favorite us, and that's it. You have us. You'll also get us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search The Rob O'Donnell Show. And on your smart speakers, just ask it to play WILK News Radio. So how's everybody doing on this Wednesday, October 15th, 2025? 62 degrees, man. It got really cleared up today, huh? It was nice and foggy and a little drizzly this morning. It's real nice outside now. 62 degrees and sunny at 3:09. How's everybody doing? So we'll just dive right into a couple things here. The city of Scranton had a caucus last night and then its city council meeting on what they're saying is changes to the downtown Scranton traffic flow signals and streetscapes, what's also known as its walkability. City goals include improving safety and walkability. And this has been a concept for many years, and the current administration has taken the helm on that concept. They brought someone in, Jeff Speck, who is known for his walkability studies. He's written a couple books about it. And it's interesting because his basis for his walkability study comes from Portland, Oregon. That's what he based a lot of his theories on and his studies on. And he's done these, I'll name some of the places where he's spearheaded some of these. Well, the cities and towns have spearheaded it, but based on his recommendations and using him as a consultant. But they're ready to begin in Scranton, this $27.3 million plan, and we'll get to that in a minute, because only about half of it is funded right now. And that's my main concern when it comes to this. Listen, I like what these concepts do for the cities. I've done a lot of research over the past couple of days on the cities that have implemented these things. You know, you start hearing that they're going to take away traffic lights and put four-way stop signs. They're going to narrow the roads in some ways. They're going to make streets from one-way to two-way, bike paths, and a whole bunch of other things. But there's a lot of questions that weren't answered yesterday during the caucus. And it was pretty obvious that they weren't answered because they asked for the group to come back, the group being the mayor, this consultant, Jeff Speck, and the fire chief and the police chief to come back. And there were general information given, but anytime specific questions were asked, there was a lot of, well, we'll get back to you. We'll have to get that to you. And you think that would be had at your fingertips when you're trying to get a $27.3 million project moved forward. Now, from Jeff Speck's own walkable city, which he created in 2012. He was the author and urban planner and author for that, called Walkable City. there's 10 interconnected elements that coincide with this walkability, this downtown management system that he's developed. Usefulness, mixed use and density, safety, comfort, shade and benches, demand, what the demand is, and delight, aesthetics, you know, how it's going to make your city appear and look to the people who visit it and live there. And the goal is to retrofit car-dominated suburbs into pedestrian-friendly environments, prioritizing health, economic vitality, equity, and sustainability. Those are the 10-point plans that goes in there. And we've heard a lot about that. His approach emphasizes on low-cost, high-impact changes like road diets, reducing lanes, bike lanes, street trees over expensive rebuilds. Cities have hired him to produce actionable reports, often leading to phased implementations of that. And some of the cities, you know, that he's done work in and that have followed, a lot of them have downsized some of his recommendations to a mere just over $1 million, to where they just did some street striping and painting and crosswalks and such. And they've seen improvements because of that. But again, our plan here is they're looking at $27.3 million, only half of which is currently funded. Some of the cities that Mr. Speck has done these studies in is Atlanta, Georgia in the 2010s, Baltimore, Maryland, Carmel, Indiana, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Cleveland, Ohio, Denver, Colorado, El Paso, Texas, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Now, they're all in the 2010s. Mobile, Alabama in 2020, walkability plan replacing signs with all-way stops. And they also used, and this is what jumped out at me, this Mobile, Alabama in the 2020s. I believe it was early 2025, this year. This Jeff Speck, who is our consultant, the city of Scranton's consultant on this project, used Nelson Nygaard, and that's who's already been planned to work with him on the Scranton project. So they've had prior work at Mobile, Alabama. So again, out-of-area consultants doing work here in our downtown. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Phoenix, Arizona, Portland, Oregon, like we said, which was his benchmark for his book, Walkable City. Some Sweden, Vancouver, Canada, Washington, D.C., Watertown, Massachusetts, Worcester. I've looked into these areas. What kind of impact did these projects have after they were implemented? And I like what I've seen as far as what the economic value was, what the safety value was, as far as, you know, my main concern is when you start taking away traffic lights for four-way stop signs, when you start making one-way streets, two-way streets, and they, even the cities said there is a few-month learning curve to this. But again, I did not see a spike in anything that concerned me. I did see economic increases in the area that these were implemented in. My concern more is here the $27.3 million. And only half of which, I believe just over $14 million, is accounted for in grants and money already. So only being half funded and this being a multi-phase project.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I have the concern that a lot of people in Scranton would have and a lot of people in our area would have. You have a mayor that's running for, you have an administration that's running for re-election right now. Now, is there a good chance that she gets re-elected to the position she is? Maybe. It's up to the voters of Scranton to decide that. But she's also running for Congress next year. So is she in this for the long term? Because she's committing the city of Scranton to an almost $30 million project that she may or may not be here for. So does another administration come in and abandon this plan? Does another administration come in and change this plan after they've already paid consultants and have this money allocated for this? It's a concern. It's a concern, to say the least. The concern also that there were a lot of questions weren't answered to city council. Valid questions. I watched some of the meeting. And it appears that the city council president, to his own council members, asked them to hold off till the end of the meeting and then kind of abruptly ended the meeting, but at least did commit to having them come back next week to further ask questions, not only to the city council members, but to the public, who I'm sure and I know have a lot of questions about this. It was also interesting that after some questioning from the public, certain members on city council basically said they were voting for this right after they said that they needed more information. Can they come back next week? So if they need more information and they can come back next week, and then you kind of slip and let the cat out of the bag and say you're already voting for this, concerns me even further. What's the rush here? There is none. The only rush here is, again, the mayoral election and city council election, where they may not have the same dynamic there that they have right now. So is this a hurry up and rush this through now to get this on our resume? And then whatever happens with it, happens with it, because, you know, it's the taxpayer dollars and those ARPA funds and all that other stuff that have accounted for about half of this $27.3 million. But this is, again, only half-funded project. It's going to be a multi-phase project. And again, I like the project. I like what they're planning to do here. I've read the planning in-depthly. I've read the report. I've looked into Jeff Speck and what he's done for other cities, other municipalities when it comes to this. And I think it's a positive thing for our area. I also saw some confusion when it talks to, well, we've talked to all stakeholders here. And they name some organizations in Scranton, and we've talked to business owners. Well, what business owners have you talked to? Because I know a few of the biggest business owners in Scranton, and they haven't been talked to. So who exactly in the business realm? Is this another, you know, Biden Street sign debacle where, oh, we've talked to everybody and everybody loves this, and then once the streets were named, they found out not so much? So I did hear a couple of questions. Who? What business specifically were talked to? And I hope that city council members go out on their own and walk these areas and walk in these businesses and speak to them and speak to the residents there. And again, I don't think this plan is a bad plan. I think it'll be very positive for the downtown Scranton area if done properly with the proper leadership to see it through. And with changes of administrations possible, and again, just possible, are we assured, is the taxpayers of Scranton assured that this will see through? And again, where's the other $14 million, $13 million coming from for this project? And with all those questions still pending, again, you have to ask yourself, why is there such a rush here? They have the study. I think it's a good study. I think the implementation, if done properly, will benefit the downtown Scranton area. The only rush I see here is for certain people to say, look what I did, or look what we did here, as they move on and wave goodbye to Scranton. So keep asking questions. If you live in downtown Scranton, if you're a Scranton taxpayer, keep asking questions. Specific questions, again, and if you are members of city council, that aren't already the three yes votes that you kind of let that out of the bag during the council meeting yesterday, because in one breath you're saying you have to come back because we have more questions, and then in the next breath, 10 minutes later, you're just telling people, I'm voting for this. Well, why the double talk? Then why are you asking for everyone to come back for another week? And again, slow and steady wins the race. That's how you see these things are done properly. And again, $27.3 million for downtown Scranton. And if you read into this project, it's talking about relocating power lines and pole utility poles to put the power lines underground. So what's that? What impact is that going to have on the cuts that have already been there and paving and such like that? What kind of impact is that going to have on businesses? You know, if your business on one of these streets and they're relocating power lines to underneath, well, how is that going to impact you? Has those conversations happened? And again, I thought looking into this and researching other cities where this was done, I'd have more concerns, and I don't. I think this is a very supportive thing for downtown Scranton. I think it'll make Scranton a better community down the road. I just think it needs to be done correctly. So, again, no need to rush into this, especially when you have $13 million that you don't have yet for this. So sort of like that lap pool up at NAOG where they keep saying it's there or it's coming or we're going to have it, but we don't have any money for it. So who knows?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.